I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nearly a third of Somalia's population needs relief aid to survive, the UN reports. That's primarily due to the never-ending conflict between the makeshift government and armed radicals. Christians aren't immune from Somalia's instability. In fact, it's a contributing factor to their persecution. Open Doors, David Curry.
You don't have a strong, united central government. And even if they did, some of these extremists would fight it. That's why it's often been a good spot for terrorists to set up their training camps.
Around the world, 11 Christians are killed every day for their faith in Jesus. In Somalia, where 99% of the population is Muslim, Christians are considered a high-value target. Please pray.
We need to pray for solid leadership, pray for peace, pray for the underground church there, for their safety against all odds.
And in recent years, shipments of World Missionary Press scripture booklets have been stopped from going into Russia, yet WMP is now working to spread the gospel from within the country. WMP's Helen Williams.
World Missionary Press agreed to have the material printed in Russia, so we are printing in Russia. We do that in some limited situations where getting it in by shipment is a little problematic, and there are reasons why perhaps we can't. Although it's more expensive to print, it is our only way to get material available. World Missionary Press has agreed to fund the printing of 250,000 pieces of literature, scripture booklets in Russian.
WMP will be printing three types of booklets, and they need your help to do it. Learn how to fund the printing of scripture booklets in Russia at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on our social media network and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.